Hey y'all, welcome to Black Pod Collective, the podcast where we teach podcasters how to podcast. Yeah, you heard that right. We teach aspiring and current podcasters how to start, grow, and sustain their platforms. So let's see what today's host has to share. Hey guys, it's Anna, founder of Black Pod Collective, and I'm coming to you guys with another 5-Minute Wednesday. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about best practices for interviews. So let's go ahead and dive on in. Tip number one, go ahead and set best practices for your guest. What that means is creating a simple document that you may have in Canva that you can send out each time. Some key things that you want it to include is letting them know that they might want to be in a carpeted space so that that way there's not an echo, informing them that they might want to turn off the AC or the heat. And lastly, like letting them know to utilize headphones. These are just important things because we don't think about it sometimes because of the fact we do this. But if you're interviewing somebody that's not a podcaster, it's important for them to know some of the things they want to keep in mind. Tip number two, video component. So this is important because of the fact that part of interviews and great conversations is seeing those visual cues. So for example, if you are just speaking into the phone and you don't really know who you're talking to, nobody really wants to talk over each other, it can come across as not really being an organic conversation. So if you and your guests don't really know each other, it's important for them to feel like, oh, what I'm saying is resonating. And how you can do that is having that video element. I know StreamYard as well as Squadcast both have this element that really helps. It ties it all in. Last but definitely not least, utilizing a scheduler. This is important because of the fact that you can allow them to pick a time that works for them. And utilizing a tool such as Calendly, it allows for you to like put in questions, allow them to place a link to their headshot, all of these things so that that way it's an intake form. Think of your podcast as a business. When you're onboarding a client, you want to make sure at the beginning of that project that you're getting all of the information you need. Same thing with your podcast. As you're bringing somebody in to say, hey, I want you on my show, they're scheduling it, let that be a one-stop shop. You can even go as far to say, putting information around like, if you know what date you're envisioning, like if you have 3 dates, putting that information on there. But you want to make sure it's as clear as possible that, hey, this is the information I need from you, whether it's your name, your business, if there's anything that they're wanting to promote. Along with that, you can take it one step further and put your like guest release statement there as well. What I mean by that is instead of sending out a separate form where you're asking them to sign, releasing and giving you permission, I should say, to utilize their voice, their image to for promotion and everything else, you can put that there. Because in saying, by you scheduling this conversation, you are agreeing that we can do all of these things. So let's do a quick recap. Tip number one, having a best practices. So just making sure that you're informing them of things that they want to keep in mind, making sure that they recognize like if they're tapping on the table, like those things can easily be picked up. So making sure that they're aware to be in a carpeted room, AC is off, quiet space, all of those things are important. Tip number two, video. Part of communication is that visual element. And so if you're communicating with someone and there's just talking into the abyss, and especially when you guys don't know each other, it can make it a little hard to know if you're connecting on what you're discussing. And so visual cues are always very important, especially when you don't want to be talking over the person who this is their show. Last but not least, utilizing an all-inclusive scheduler, something that allows for you to also like onboard the person at the same time as make sure you're setting those expectations. You can even include in your message that sends your confirmation message after they've scheduled your best practices so that that way everybody is all set and ready to go. Last, and this is a bonus tip, is making sure that you send them a reminder that has like key things that they can say when they're posting about it. Oftentimes people don't know how to talk about themselves or sometimes even your show, because if you cold pitch them, meaning they didn't know about your show beforehand, they may have never listened. And if they did, they may not know enough to be able to talk about your show in a robust manner. So creating like 1 to 2 sentences of what they can say when they're posting the image, and maybe even creating an image that is specific to their brand. And this way they feel more inclined to post. It's putting less work on them and making it much more easy for them to say, you know what, I'm going to post about this because of the fact that it's already in a cute package. I hope you enjoyed the information today. And if you have anything that you would like me to share or anyone else on the team to talk about in another episode, feel free to email us at hello@blkpodcollective.com. Once again, that's hello@blackpodcollective.com. And don't forget, Black is spelled BLK. Until next week, have a great one. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Black Pod Collective, the podcast, a how-to podcast for podcasters. If you like what you heard today, make sure you subscribe, share, and leave a review. We look forward to welcoming you to the collective.